260 minutes. That's about 4 hours and 20 minutes. A long time for most of us, but an eternity for a comedian. Donovan Deschner spent the past year writing and performing at least 5 minutes of new comedy every week. And this weekend, he's bringing the best of those 260 minutes to the stage. But first, Donovan Deschner joins me in studio. How's it going, Donovan?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Great, thanks. Let's start by setting a baseline of sorts. How much new material would you say that the average comic produces in a year?
I think it varies too wildly to find an average. You get guys like Louis C.K. who put an hour out new every single year, and then you have comics that kind of tour regularly that only ever did 1 hour their entire life. So it's a huge margin.
And how much work goes into putting together a solid hour of stand-up?
An immense amount of time and energy. It's exhausting, really. And it's interesting because there's a lie that all stand-up comics tell. And it's that, oh, this is just the first time we've said this off the top of our head.
Sure.
Look at how easy and flawless. Mm-hmm. But that's just a complete lie because it takes a lot of work on paper before you go up and rehearsal to polish that final hour.
Now, you set out to write and perform 5 minutes of new material every week for a year.
I did. It was called 260 Minutes.
Why?
It was conceived in boredom. I sometimes think if I had a Netflix account, this wouldn't have happened a couple of years ago. But I was actually out of a conversation about how comics are able to produce an hour a year. And I broke that down. It ended up being just like 5 minutes a month. I was like, that didn't seem too hard. But of course, there's going to be some bad in there. So you need some wheat and chaff to kind of separate. So I thought 5 minutes a week is a good goal to set. I was able to hit it, thankfully. I actually ended up recording 300 minutes of new material across 1 year.
Which is 5 hours.
Which is 5 hours, yeah.
Which seems like a lot of material.
It was. It wasn't all great. I'll say that
Sure,
right now.
Of course. Yeah, but I mean, it's hit and miss any time you do stand-up, right? Because you talk about the process of writing and then refining that, because there are times where you go up with new material and it bombs, right?
Oh, absolutely. And you can see that happen to me on YouTube for some hours. And that's the weird thing about comedy, is it's something that I think is absolutely hilarious.
Sure.
I've had to throw away because crowds just didn't agree for whatever reason. And it took a long time to get used to the fact that, like, oh, no, it's okay. I'll just
try again. And how do you handle that rejection?
There's a lot of booze in comedy. I think that comes up a lot.
And that's B-O-O-Z-E, or is that B-O-O-S?
One follows the other.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say that. You just get used to it. Failure's a part of the process. If you're not failing, you're not trying anything.
Sure.
And so you're not getting better. So it's kind of, when you do fail, you're like, oh, I now know what doesn't work.
So you
try find something that does.
You were trying to write 5 minutes of fresh material every week.
That's
what's
right.
The process? Because when we talk to authors, you know, everyone seems to have a different approach to this. How did you manage it?
Across the year, it changed pretty wildly, I would say. I started trying to, like, write everything down long form and get it out, but then as the well started to run dry around week, I want to say 30-ish. I had to start kind of changing my process. I did stuff like read definitions of my name off of Urban Dictionary. I tried a dirty set, which I've never tried before, just because I wanted to see if I could do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it did force me to stretch a little bit. Usually it just starts with an idea, and then I record it, and then I walk around my apartment like a crazy person and just kind of talk it out and see if I can make myself chuckle.
And is it, what kind of humor do you do? Do you do observational humor, or what is it?
Because of the breadth of this project, there's a little bit of everything in there. There's some observational stuff. There's stories about my family and my past and growing up. There's some weird avant-garde stuff. So finding it and actually making it into one show has been the tricky part, is trying to figure out that through line.
Yeah, and what about culling from 5 hours of material and distilling that down? What does that look like?
That also took more work than I expected, actually. For the finale show, it kind of snuck up on me a little bit. I was like, oh, there's still stuff I want to do a second time, because that was the flaw in the project, is that I didn't get a second attempt at many of these things. And jokes, it cannot work one night for whatever reason,
sure,
as you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to kind of try it again and a third time and refine it. So I've been spending the time since the original 260 minutes concluded just working on stuff in my normal club sets and trying to find the stuff that is the best. And best has an interesting definition for me, because it could be my favorites or it could be the audience favorites. And it's kind of become a conjunction of the two.
And now, we always hear from authors and comedians, write what you know, because that's the truth. When you're writing 5 hours of fresh material, at what point do you run out of things that you know and have to start creating things? And did you find yourself going into grocery stores and trying to have a new experience just that would generate some material? Or what did that look like?
I found myself bribing homeless people to listen to a premise just to try it out. If you ever had a homeless guy give you back a toonie, it's a little bit embarrassing. Mm-hmm. I would go into history books sometimes. I wrote a bit about the oldest joke ever written because I giggled to myself that the oldest joke ever written is a relationship and a fart joke. And so it's just the beginning of my
career.
That would
be a combination, sure.
4,000 years ago.
What else did you learn along the way?
The failure thing was a big part of it, was figuring out how to deal with that on a weekly basis at that point. Not that they all failed, but just to separate that in my own brain. And I learned a lot about myself. It forced me to really think about the way I think and try to figure out, I would try to be conscious of the fact that, I just had this thought. That was a strange thought. Where did that come from? Why did that happen? Is that funny? And if I thought it was, it would go on stage. And if I didn't, it's in a diary. The set list for the show kind of looked like my diary. Like you just see the pinnacle, right, the kind of trajectory of my life throughout that year.
The great thing about comedy, I think, like most performances, you get immediate feedback, good or bad. And so... Would you do it again?
You do. That is part of the exhilaration, is that, like, as a stand-up comic, I have nobody to blame. I can't blame a director or a producer or a writer because I am the writer. So blaming him would be a little self-sacrificial. And it is a thrill to do it. And when it works, it is worth all the times that it doesn't. So would I do this particular project again? Maybe. We're going to get through the finale show first, and then I'll see how I feel in a couple months.
Donovan, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Donovan Deschner is performing his show, No Backup Plan, the best of 260 minutes, tomorrow night at MRU's Wright Theater. Tickets are available at the door for $26. For more info, check out 260minutes.com.